Every cyber incident begins long before anyone knows it has started. Files move quietly, logins appear normal, systems keep running as if nothing is wrong. Then one alert changes everything. In a matter of minutes, a routine night turns into a crisis that will test every safeguard, every decision, and every second of response time. This is Behind the Breach. I'm Amber Ouellette. In this episode, I'm joined by Matthew Chanson, Kyle Bell's Head of Resiliency Services, and Joe Husich, Principal of Kyle Bell Resiliency Services Incident Response. Together, we follow a simulated ransomware attack to see what really happens in the first 24 hours, the critical window when organizations move from chaos to control. Ironclad Logistics is a regional freight and warehousing company based in Ohio. 150 employees, four warehouses, a mix of legacy on-prem systems and cloud-based applications that keep their shipments, billing, and routing data moving. They're not a tech company, but their business runs on connectivity. Warehouse scanners feed data into an old ERP system, and managers log in remotely through a VPN. On an ordinary Friday night, while the last trucks pull out of the loading dock, a small piece of code inside their network begins to move. Unknown to anyone at Ironclad, a criminal group called Black Forge has been inside for nearly 2 weeks. They slipped in using stolen VPN credentials, mapped the network, and quietly prepared their payload. At 2 a.m, the ransomware detonates, spreading across shared drives, encrypting production files, and leaving a single message on every desktop. Your files have been encrypted by Black Forge. Contact us within 48 hours to avoid public data release. 2:08 a.m., hour one, detection. At first, it doesn't feel catastrophic. A few servers show high CPU usage. A file that opened a moment ago now returns an error. Then one workstation after another displays the same message. Ironclad's managed security provider receives an alert about unusual file activity, thousands of changes within seconds. It looks like noise, until it doesn't. Matthew, what are the first signs that tell a team they're in trouble?
In this specific example, it could be a note on a desktop, losing access to some or all the data, slow communications, finding their emails associated with strange requests, or receiving unprompt messages.
And what's the first indicator that the ransomware has detonated?
Well, I think in this instance, the managed security provider should have seen that alert, and it would have warranted deeper investigation immediately, and even earlier indicators that probably should have warranted investigation, such as unusual VPN logins, network mapping tools running in the environment that maybe weren't expected to be running.
And in some cases, if an organization does not have an MSSP, or they have neither their own security, then their first indicator would be locked files, ransom notes. That's how they would find out they've been attacked.
So by the time a ransom note appears, the clock has already been running. What does good detection look like compared to delayed detection?
Good detection would include monitoring endpoints, user account activity, cloud resource monitoring, having a good SIEM, a security information and event management solution, 24/7, 365. In this specific scenario, looks like the threat actor was laying in wait until after normal business hours to conduct the most observable portion of their attack. Therefore, they caught the defenders off guard.
How quickly do most organizations recognize what's happening?
Unfortunately, and all too often when it's too late, organizations are still fighting the cybersecurity budget battle. Why would we spend X amount of dollars on security when an organization has a cyber policy coverage, for example? Or some organizations have the mindset that they're just too small and that these type of attacks just won't happen to them.
3 o'clock a.m., hour two, containment. The lights are on, the calls are happening, every minute matters. What are the first containment actions once ransomware is confirmed?
Yeah, again, I think it's, you know, I'm taking drastic actions. I'm unplugging network cables. I'm shutting down networking devices. I'm making sure every system is a standalone system with no connectivity. That's going to help prevent the spread of the malware, the ransomware through the environment.
How do you know which systems to disconnect immediately?
It's really based on criticality. So the systems that are deemed to be critical to my business absolutely should be disconnected with the highest level of priority. And then any backup systems, external storage, should be physically disconnected, both from power, but also from the internet as well.
How do you prevent encryption from spreading without losing forensic evidence?
Yeah, again, it's disconnecting network connectivity, not powering down the system. You want to power down the system, you run the risk, the very real risk of losing critical forensic evidence or artifacts.
What does success look like 2 hours after detection?
The spread, the lateral movement of the ransomware has stopped. All systems are isolated and contained. And the organization has a pretty good idea of the total impact across the environment.
They can't stop the breach, but they can stop the bleeding. 6 o'clock a.m., hours 3 to 6, escalation. By dawn, Ironclad's team has moved from reaction to response. They don't yet know how the attackers got in, but they're beginning to understand how far it spread. Matthew, what are responders most trying to learn in these early hours?
So there's really three things responders are going to try to identify. The first one is, what is the extent of the spread of the ransomware? The second one is, what systems have been impacted? And out of those two comes the third goal, which is, can the business operate in its current situation?
And what role does the incident response plan play here?
So the incident response plan identifies the key stakeholders and what their roles are and what steps they should be taking during the incident response. You know, having a well thought out and executable incident response plan, when it comes down to it, helps determine how successful the recovery will ultimately be.
How do teams balance investigation with the need to restore critical systems?
Yeah, so ideally the incident response team will be able to pull all of the necessary evidence from the affected critical systems first, right? That way they can, those critical systems can, the restoration effort can take place to get the business back up and operational. This is why having a good system inventory that separates those business critical systems from non-essential systems is so important.
How long until meaningful forensic findings emerge?
That really depends on the state of the victim's environment and what's available. Are logs available? Sometimes it takes several hours to even determine, especially when there's not a system inventory and we don't know or IT doesn't know what firewall logging looks like, how far back firewall log. So we'll collect those logs from the IR side. We'll collect those logs and we now have to go through those. And maybe the logs go back far enough and maybe they don't. It really depends on the vendor of the firewall. I like to say within 48 to 72 hours, we'll have some initial findings on the initial evidence collected. We're not going to have all the answers, especially in a ransomware case. We're not going to have all the answers within 48 to 72 hours, but we'll have a start. Because we're taking that forensic image evidence and we're trying to correlate events. So you're not just looking at one timeline, you're looking at several different pieces of data and trying to piece together what happened. It's almost like a puzzle you're trying to put together. You're pulling different pieces of the puzzle from disparate systems and trying to build that story from those pieces.
While they're assembling that puzzle, leadership is asking one question. How soon are we back online? 4 o'clock p.m., hours 12 to 24. Control. What defines stability in this phase?
So in these original phases, the company was reacting. Stability in this next phase is really about taking control back. So we understand what core functions can be working or not working. We understand what systems have been segmented, and we know that the segmentation is solid in a way that will stop not only the spread of the ransomware, but also facilitate recovery operations. We know that communications are controlled, that messages to and from the company are what the company wants messages to be. Also, the organization has moved from reacting to the attack to focus on building and continuing operations. There's really two things I would be tracking. Confirming that the spread of ransomware has been stopped and that systems have been stabilized, and that ensuring and confirming that data backups have been found to be safe and not impacted.
Stability isn't the absence of noise. It's the presence of control. Beyond the first day. How does the experience change how they'll prepare moving forward?
They should have an after-action review to say what went well, what didn't go well. If they had an incident response plan, what went well in an incident response plan? What didn't go well? How do we update that incident response plan? If they didn't have an incident response plan, they should be developing an incident response plan based off of what went well and what didn't went well. So really, after the incident, it's just as important to do that we call it a hot wash, do that hot wash of, you know, what, how did we do and what, where could we have been better?
Ultimately, the experience should not be to react, recover, and forget. Cyber attacks are ongoing and they are a daily occurrence. So it's crucial for companies to be able to identify, train, practice, rehearse, get the incident response plan in place and get it known and assign roles to everybody so that it's not really a matter of if they're going to get attacked. It's really a matter of when an attack will happen. But the next time, defenders are ready. The next time, the attack can be beaten back.
The breach isn't over, but by the end of the first day, the outcome is already written in the details. How quickly it was detected, how calmly it was handled, and how clearly the team saw through the noise. In cybersecurity, time is the true battleground. And in those first 24 hours, every second counts. You've been listening to Behind the Breach.